Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Confirmed.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Confirmed. And who did you say you're with again?
We're with Opinion Research. This survey is about forest industries and forestry initiatives. We would love to hear your opinion about them.
Okay.
Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The governor.
Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? It can be by observation or anything that pops into your mind first.
The global climate.
Thank you. As in climate change or global warming, more specific?
Both, actually.
But if you had to choose for one?
The first one.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota in specific?
Taxes.
Oh, it is an environmental issue.
Oh. The forever chemicals.
Okay, thank you very much. So let me check where does that fall. Okay. Thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Refining?
Refining?
Refining.
What kind of manufacturing is that? I'm not following.
Well, refining, we just want to know how would you rate the environmental performance of refining?
That's what I'm asking is what do you categorize as refining?
Well, we don't have a
what kind
a specific,
of businesses? I'm not able to answer that without knowing a specific manufacturing type or whatever.
Well, we're, I guess we're talking about, in general, refining.
No comments,
Yeah, okay.
I can't answer that.
What about medical manufacturing?
What did you say my choices were? Fair?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Forest products?
Fair.
Agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Mining?
Poor.
Electric utilities?
Poor.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments? Oh, we're using the same scale, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
Forest and timber industries?
Good.
U.S. Forest Service?
I guess good.
Thank you. And environmental groups?
Poor.
Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important?
Yes, very.
Oh, thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very.
Thank you. Now, each year, our trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer.
And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Would I say there are more trees now than in the 70s?
Yes, more, fewer, or about the same. Those are our options.
About the same.
About the same, thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No.
What impact, if any, do you believe a timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife, which is a positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
All of the above? I don't know the question on that one.
Yeah, let me restart. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips? Sawdust, wood waste? Okay, thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
The National Arbor Society, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now for something different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Knowing this, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I would say major.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
No, do not support it.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Don't support it.
Getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support it.
Thank you very much. Finally, these last few questions are about you and your household and is for statistical purposes. Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
2-year degree.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000? Okay, that's fine. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Now, which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or retired
a homemaker?
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your kindness, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.